The formation of rock in Grand Canyon is called the Vishnu Temple. And there are formations called Shiva, Rama temples. The theory is some geologists were in the habit of naming ancient natural formation after Hindu gods and goddesses, which I doubt. If naming after gods were to have been practiced by the Christians, as in the case of many cities and natural phenomenon, they would have named it after some legend in Christianity, not after Hinduism, which they vilify, in many a case subtly. Please read my post Americas, the Patla Loka of Hinduism in the Mayan-derived dialects along Mexico's northern east coast down to and including the Central America republics. Patal means abandoned or deserted land, without people. Naga-like derivatives also exist in Mexico. In Sanskrit, Nagasta means western Naga land. The Mayan lowlands down to and including Costa Rica are called Nacas according to Hindu legends. A Naga could turn into a human being. In Mexico, a Najual was a war animal. Najual derived from the Sanskrit Nagbale, meaning snake demon. The Hindu Naga Mayas also belonged to a powerful Dravidian group of Nagas called Asuras. Whether or not the Asuras were demigods or demons depended on one's point of view. The leader of these Naga Asuras was the Hindu, really a Bulgarian, god of precious metals, wealth, traders and even agriculturists, really a group, named Kubera or Kiaber. Kiwa geologists frequently name rock layers after surrounding landmarks, especially if the landmark is near an outcrop of the layer that is a good representation of the type. For example, the Hermit Shale layer in the canyon is named for Hermit Canyon, where that rock layer is easily reached and where it was first scientifically described in detail. Each of the rock layers that you mentioned derived their name from nearby canyon buttes and mesas. Specifically, the Vishnu Schist was named by geologist Charles Walcott in the 1880s after Vishnu Temple, a prominent rock formation on the north side of the canyon near Cape Royal. The Brahma Schist was named by geologists Campbell and Maxon in the 1930s after Brahma Temple, a butte overlooking Bright Angel Canyon. I'm not sure who named the Rama Schist, probably Campbell and Maxon, but it probably derived its name from Rama Temple, a rock's pioneer Vishnu Temple. All of these landmarks can be seen from the major overlooks on the south rim. The logical next question is, how did these mesas and buttes get their names in the first place? Many of the canyon's landmarks were named by geologist Charles Dutton, who published one of the earliest and best detailed geologic studies of the canyon in 1882. Dutton believed that the canyon was such an important and impressive feature on the planet that the names of its features should reflect all the world's cultures, and thus he chose many names from mythologies and legends from around the world. Other examples of canyon landmarks named in this way are Votan's Throne, Cheops Pyramid, Buddha Temple, Solomon Temple, Jupiter Temple and Tower of Ra. All of these are major buttes, spires or mesas in the canyon. More at www.ramanishblog.in.